Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Coach Glenda Show. Today I have my guest, Shanti. She is a yoga master. Shanti, are you on the line? Can you hear me? Shanti, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Oh, yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So we finally are connecting. So thank you so much for coming today. I just want to say that I'm just really happy to have you here today to just share with us part of your yoga journey and dealing with the acronym GOLD that I have on this podcast that is about GOLD, overcoming, living your dream. And so I just want to go ahead and give you the time we have to share with us what you want to share. Thank you.
Okay. So how many minutes do we have now with all the glitches gone?
15.
15 minutes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Namaste. And thank you so much for having me. So going with the acronym GOLD, so what was my first goal? When I came to this country as a single parent with my 18-month-old daughter, I had some negative emotions that prevented me from living my highest life. And I had the feeling of shame, guilt. I was feeling like a victim. I was feeling lonely and anxiety. So these negative emotions did not allow me to live my best possible life. And I asked myself one day three questions. Am I free? Am I present? Am I giving? And I had to be very honest, the answer for all the questions was a no, because what is really free? Free does not mean being able to do anything I want or being able to go anywhere I want. That is not true freedom. The true freedom is that of the mind. Because even in a prison, I can feel free. And even in an open space, I can feel imprisoned because it's on the basis of my mind. So I realized that I was not truly free. I was not free from the memories of the past. I was not free from the feeling of victimization, free from the guilt. So I was not internally free. And then the next question, am I present? So I was so much lingering in the past, in the future. I was not fully present to the present, to the blessings of the current life, to the beauty of nature. I was not present to this moment that empowers me to create any future I want. So I realized that I wasn't present. And am I giving? So I realized that I was not really giving back to the community anything. And giving does not involve any finances. We don't have to have any money to give to people, but because we can even give a smile, we can give some kind words which do not cost any time or money. And I realized that I had so many talents, but I was not giving anything to the community back because I was so engrossed in my own life and my own negative emotions that were taking away my energy. So my goal became, how do I make the no to these three questions to an S? So on yes for I am free, I am present, I'm giving. So this was my first part.
Mm-hmm.
And then coming to overcoming. So what did I do to overcome this? I realized that I had gained so much knowledge, and I used to practice the different aspects of yoga, which is actually originally called Yogaha, which means union, mm-hmm. and the whole science, it is called Yoga Shastram, and it is many components. It's not like how people are thinking now yoga to be just, fitness practices. That's a highly watered down and misappropriated version. But I was able to incorporate all the aspects of the yoga science, like the dance, which was part of it. I had completely given up my dance practice, the traditional dance from my country. So I restarted the practice. I did a lot of introspection, which is a very important part of the Yoga Shastram. It is a step prior to the meditation. So I did a lot of introspection, and a lot of revelations came, and I practiced not only just the poses, but meditation, which I was practicing before. So with all these things, my healing began to happen, and I took 100% responsibility for everything. So the overcoming stage was all, again, reconnecting to the practice I used to do before, which I was mm-hmm. had completely given up. And also mm-hmm. a lot of recollection of the discussions with my father, my first guru, who really made me question a lot about life, life purpose, about universe, about our interconnectivity. So all that thing I began to recollect, like, what would my father say for this? What did he say? What did he teach? And so the whole process helped me do the next stage, that is called overcoming.
Mm-hmm.
So I finally healed. I became free from the past, the present, because they were just baggage. I was just carrying with them, which never made me feel that inner freedom. So I realized that was just wasting the life God gave to me. This life mm-hmm. is too precious to waste in, such thoughts. So, finally, the true living began to happen, because then I started giving back to the community through my talents. I was doing voluntary entertainment in senior centers, in mm-hmm. assisted living homes. So the giving back happened. And I became fully present to the present, so not thinking about anything, not feeling ashamed of anything, not even okay. really connecting to the past or the future or the anxiety. So that is when the true living happens, when we are in the moment, in the present. Because mm-hmm. otherwise we are hanging on to something dead, which I was doing, or hanging on to something which is like a... Your fancy thing, which has not even happened still, like in the future. So it's, I gave up all that. So I was finally able to say yes to all the three questions. And so this is how I was able to actually reach the last stage, that is dreams. So mm-hmm. I was able to live my dream. I realized how much this yoga science, the Yoga Shastram, brought me to the state of union, which is the meaning of the word yoga is union. So now mm-hmm. I felt so one and integrated within me with other people. So that feeling of somebody hurt me, I hurt someone, like everything went off. So I felt with so much healing that happened to me, I decided mm-hmm. this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. I want to pass mm-hmm. this wisdom on to others so that they can feel healed. They can experience joy 98% of the time like I do. So I resigned my software job that I was doing and took to the study of this full time. I took a lot of several months. I spent a year, I took training how to teach the Yoga Shastram. So that's mm-hmm. where finally I was able to go from the stage of the goal that I had then, and the path I took for overcoming through the path of Yogaha. And then truly began to live life, and now I living my dreams. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Wow, thank you so much for sharing that. We're going to have a deeper conversation about yoga, the part of the yoga that we don't, no one talks about, and that's going to be on FaceTime Live. I'm going to leave the information, the link in this description once this once we conclude this show. But thank you so much for sharing your journey. And I think, you know, I see so many similarities in things as I was have been, you know, growing in my life. And having that one, that key thing you mentioned about taking 100% responsibility for your life, and that makes so much difference, because as long as we're blaming someone else, we're pointing the finger at someone else, we're not we're not working on ourselves, and we cannot grow beyond anything until we take 100% responsibility. It doesn't mean that, you know, we cause things to happen to us, but we accept responsibility for changing and for growing. Like you say, when you're looking in the past, you can't, you know, and look and trying to see into the future, we're not living in the present. And when you're present is when you're really living, because that's where life is. It's right now. So thank you so much for sharing your story. And I'm also going to put a link to Shanti's free book on this link, so you can download it. And I'm sure it will be a blessing to your life. And tell us the title of your book.
Oh, the main title of the book is Happiness, the Key to Success. Now is like a 12-book series. So the particular book, which is the first in the series that they can download for free, it is called, it's Book One, Life Purpose and Yoga Science.
Oh, wow. Okay, awesome.
So what does yoga really tell us our life purpose is, and how does it point to the true life purpose of all of us?
Okay. Okay, so I'll make sure I have that link as well. So thank you so much, and we didn't have as much time as we wanted, but you did an excellent job in using the time we had. So I just want to thank you again, and we're going to be signing off, and I will leave the information about our talk on Facebook Live so that you can get to know Shanti even more. Thank you.
And sure. And they also have another gift that for anything they want to discuss about their life, where they are, I have like a 30-minute session, which will help them for life transformation accelerator call. So once they download the book, I will give them the link for getting into the calendar. So that is also there for them.
That'll be perfect. I'm sure they'll enjoy being able to talk to you. Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. Namaste.